USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A second whistleblower has now spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog and has information that backs the original whistleblower's complaint about President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukraine, according to the lawyer for the two. Lawyer Mark Zaid told the Associated Press that the second whistleblower, who also works in intelligence, has not filed an official complaint with the Inspector General, but does have firsthand knowledge that supported the original whistleblower. The original filed a formal complaint with the Inspector General on August 12th that triggered the impeachment inquiry that is now being led by House Democrats. Astronauts have kicked off the first of five spacewalks to replace old batteries at the International Space Station. Christina Koch and Andrew Morgan had to remove a pair of old batteries and install new ones. These new lithium-ion batteries are so powerful that only one is needed for every two old ones, which are orbiting the original lab. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A top union negotiator said bargainers are making progress on a contract that could end the 19-day strike against General Motors. United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dittes said in a letter to local officials that talks have advanced on health care and a path for temporary workers to get full-time jobs. But he said wages, job security, skilled trade jobs, and pensions remain unsettled. Dittes said he'll keep working in an effort to reach a tentative agreement. About 49,000 UAW workers walked off their jobs on September 16th when contract talks slowed. The strike has shut down GM production in the U.S. and forced factories in Canada and Mexico to close. In a prisoner swap, an Australian-British blogger and her fiancé returned home after being freed from a three-month detention in Iran. Jolie King and Mark Firkin returned to Australia after all charges against them were dropped. At the same time, Iran state television reported that Iranian scientist Reza Debashi, who was detained for 13 months in Australia over purchasing a defense system for his country, had returned home. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pro-life forces are hopeful after the United States Supreme Court announced that it will hear a case concerning Louisiana's new abortion law. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The law, which opponents call too restrictive, requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital, and that abortions be performed at hospital-like facilities featuring expensive equipment close at hand in case something went wrong. It's very similar to a Texas law that the High Court struck down 3 years ago in a 5-3 ruling that came down after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, and the deciding vote came from since-retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. The current court has two new justices in Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, so a different ruling is possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oregon's Governor Kate Brown ordered a six-month ban on all sales of flavored e-cigarettes with nicotine or THC amid the escalating vaping-related lung illness epidemic. It's unclear exactly when the flavored e-cigarette ban will start. The governor told state agencies to immediately pass emergency rules to ban the products. The governor said, "My first priority is to safeguard the health of all Oregonians by keeping potentially unsafe products off store shelves and out of the hands of Oregon's children and youth. We prevent exposing more people to potentially dangerous chemical compounds." Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.